from whence you came.
Everybody did. Everybody, go, everybody go the same way, baby. Hot flame.
You lit it on fire.
You gave it like a Viking funeral.
It did. Like we carefully set it off the scene.
We got a very strong Kroger bag. Wrapped that joint up.
Did you say a strong Kroger bag?
And we laid it in the dumpster and we walked away quickly.
Was the dog dead? Welcome to 4th and 10 right here on FortressDick.com, SoundCloud, iTunes, however you're listening. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Three comedians, 10 topics, the greatest podcast since people started making new colors. So
what?
Thank you guys so much for being here. My name is Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat, Instagram is just I'm Owens. Sorry about missing last week, but we're back and better than ever. I think this will be the greatest podcast we've done, at least this year. With me, as pressure. Always, David Perdue.
I don't start by saying, I'm not sorry we missed last week. Y'all get what you get. No, I'm just playing. Wouldn't that be terrible? I came in, hey, man, let us live our lives. No. Yo, David Perdue in the building, man. Very excited to be here. I think we got a good podcast. I'm just happy to be, you know, back in the building and doing this, man. Anyway, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, @doordie. It's @DUEORDIE. Yeah, shout out to everybody who was like upset that we wasn't here last week and tweeted us to let us know that y'all miss us. That meant a lot, man. Yeah, I feel like sometimes y'all we don't communicate very well as, you know, podcasters and podcast listeners. And I just feel like, you know, more interaction is great. I appreciate that. So thanks for letting us know that y'all needed us, you know. That was dope.
And of course, Damon Sumner.
Going on, good people. What's up? What's up? What is up? Feeling good. Had a Reese's. Feeling good, king size.
Okay, that's the way to go.
That's the only way to go. Who's eating two? Really? You just got to buy two sets of two. That's how I live. Yeah, get at me on Twitter, DAMONJR, man. We got a good one for you. Excited to be back.
Yeah. I would say one of my favorite parts of Easter is the Reese eggs.
What?
Because it's more peanut butter than a regular cup. Easter candy is better than any other seasonal candy.
That's silly. You already start this podcast off on that type of foot.
The egg shape just complements candy so well. It makes it deeper, richer.
You have no validity in your statement.
Starburst jelly beans are the best kind of jelly bean.
What are you saying right now?
I'm speaking German.
You guys don't like Starburst jelly beans.
Nobody said we didn't like it. You're saying Easter has the best candy?
What's better? That makes no sense. The holiday of candy. What are you talking about?
There's one holiday specifically for candy.
No.
We get more candy.
But like a holiday. Easter Valentine's Day candy.
I'm saying
like candy. It didn't say it's
Christmas
jelly beans.
Candy is great.
I'm saying an Easter Milky Way is better than a Halloween Milky Way.
First off, you said Milky Way.
What in the world?
What?
Who raised you?
A
Milky Way?
You could have said Snickers. You could have said Twix.
I grabbed a bunch of candy the other day. I forgot where I was. And I grabbed a bunch of candy, and it was some. I thought it was some Snickers in there.
Oh man!
And it was some Milky Ways, and there's some Milky Ways just in Atlanta Station right now on the ground. Because I was like, nope,
they're terrible.
Threw them down. Had nothing
to
do with that.
Terrible.
Had nothing.
Milky Ways are terrible. That's it. There's no other way to put it. They're terrible candy.
That's why I was on my Ice Cube, and then I threw them down.
Threw them down.
You want to talk a little bit about meeting Ice Cube?
I met Ice Cube last week, people. It's real. See, some people believe that I just made that up because there's no real picture.
Sure.
It's a fake picture. No, I met that dude, and he is exactly what you think he is. That dude came up, and he was very intimidating.
Mm.
He's not a tall man, mm-hmm. not a short man,
mm-hmm.
but he's very intimidating, and he had his glasses on, and he was just like, y'all the comedians. I was like, yeah. And he was like, he was just talking to me, and he was like, how long your set? And I was just like, I don't know, man. They told me 5 minutes, but I can do as long as I need. And he was like, oh, okay, you a professional. I like that. And then, before I go on stage, he just go, no, before I'm supposed to introduce him, he's like, all right, man, don't F it up. It's like, dang, Cube.
There we go.
Also, I definitely said Mr. Cube 3 times.
There we go.
How do you address somebody and you know their real name? Nobody talks about that.
What is his real name? Dan, look that up for us, man. Shout out to Dan.
O'Shea Jackson.
Back. What?
It's like O'Shea Jackson. He's part Irish.
O'Shea Jackson.
Yeah.
And his first name is O'Shea.
I believe it is O'Shea.
Look at that. Is that right?
O'Shea Jackson Sr.
Yeah.
Senior.
Yeah, because his son who played him, O'Shea Jackson Jr. Anyway.
Wasn't that the last name on the Little Giants?
The O'Shea brothers.
Yo, shout out Lil Jon.
But his last name is Jackson though. So yeah, that makes it a little different.
Top 50 movie. It's excellent. Icebox. The glue on the hands.
Yeah. Annexation of Puerto Rico. Annexation of Puerto Rico. Anyway, yeah, Q was cool, man. He didn't see not one of my jokes. He was gone immediately. He left so quick. But that was cool to meet him, man. He was, you know, good dude, I guess. I don't know. Very intimidating though.
That's what we do know.
I said, this is what made me mad. I didn't know he had left, so I dropped so many like yay yays in just different parts of the set or different parts for no one. That was for no one but me, because I thought he was gonna be there to hear it. And I had to. This is very inside my head. So when I was in college, a former guest of the show, my roommate Tyreek Wesley. So there's a line in We Be Clubbing where he just randomly, I think it's part of the line, he just says "butt naked please," but he's just like "butt naked please," like he says it like that.
Right.
When we first heard that in college, like we were just listening together, we never listened to that part, and so we would just interject that in any sentence for like months.
Yeah.
So it's so hard to not look at the real Ice Cube when I met him and just be like, he'd be like, "Yeah, man, you a comedian." It was so hard for me not to be like, "But nigga, please." Cause like we were just doing that for months.
Right.
Me and Tyreek was doing that for months. So like, I'm just proud of myself for not yelling. Cause I feel like he would have fought me.
Well done. He would have. Yeah. That's why he was there.
I say that, but I'm like, yo, you gotta be 50, man. I feel like I could take you. Like, I feel like I should be able. That's why I'm gonna start working out. Cause I feel like it's too many old people that can beat me up.
That's what I'm saying.
Anybody else feel that way?
There's truth in that. I don't, but there's truth in that.
Okay. Y'all working out regularly, huh? Okay.
I think every dad could beat me up.
Yeah, I have that fear, man. I'm like, yo, it's too many old dudes that can probably take me.
When you cut a placenta, you get extra strength. You know what I'm saying? So fathers, you get a natural. When you got to carry two car seats and a baby on your neck.
It's a different type of strength.
You know what I'm saying? And a mortgage on your shoulders. Yeah. It's a different capacity. That's all it is.
You're right.
Be encouraged.
My little weak arms.
Be encouraged.
Oh, weak. Ain't got no kid arms. Ain't ready for that. So.
Nope.
All right.
Let's jump right into it.
Yay, yay.
Butt naked, please.
Butt naked, please.
That's the title of this episode already. We got it, guys. Before the first topic, we got the title. That's the best we've ever done. All-Star Weekend in the NBA happened. Day one is our first topic, which was the celebrity game. So who watched the celebrity game?
I didn't.
Nobody here.
Okay. Topic number two. All right. So I didn't watch the celebrity game. There's a part of me that like I almost want to take this weird stand. Like I don't want to watch the celebrity game till I'm in the celebrity game.
Don't do that.
But I'm not. No. Also, it's terrible basketball.
It's not always terrible basketball.
There's sparks of good basketball, and then those people are just labeled jerks.
Really?
Yeah, like when Doug Gottlieb picked up Justin Bieber full court.
Yeah, what was he doing, though?
He was saying, "I'm not going to let this 19-year-old Canadian punk score on me. I'm Doug Gottlieb. I played college basketball."
Doug Gottlieb, get out of here. Don't nobody want to see defense at a celebrity game. We don't even want to see you play basketball.
I'd lock down whoever I was guarding.
Oh, my goodness. I hope one day... I'm going to throw this out there in the atmosphere.
Throw it out there.
That the three of us are in a celebrity game.
Hello, somebody.
And we are, me and you, Nate, on opposite teams. Okay. And I hope that you try to guard me.
Uh-oh.
Full court.
I'm not letting you get the ball.
Because what I'm going to do is, I'm going to have whoever the biggest dude on my team set a pick on you. And you're going to look so silly actually playing defense that you get a pick on you. Uh-uh. And then I'm not even going to try to score. I'm just going to laugh at you when you fall because it's ridiculous to play defense.
I'll be mad at my teammates for not calling out the
pick.
You
don't. They're celebrities. They don't even know what that is.
And then I'll complain to the ref.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, who are the biggest three celebrity names?
See? Well, in New Orleans, there was Master P was there.
P looked
like old.
He looked like a Q. I don't know. It was not good. Yeah. It was not good. It did not work out. I'm anticipating that he knew that this game was approaching, and he could have ran a few laps.
It felt like
I got the squads from the East and the West.
Okay, you got it.
So the East squad was Nick Cannon. Caleb, I don't know. Jason Williams, Brandon Armstrong, Wynn Butler, Rachel Demita, Ansel Egort.
Oh, that's the dude from.
I'm giving up.
Fallen Our Stars. Yeah. Fallen Our Stars. Very.
Jamil Hill was one of the coaches. Kyle Lowry was one of the coaches, and Fat Joe was one of the coaches.
Fat Joe, one of the original Ninja Turtles.
On the West squad, we have Mark Cuban.
Okay.
Tom Cavanaugh. Baron Davis, Andy Grammer, Miles Brown. I don't know.
You can stop.
Master P.
I need real celebrities. This is one reason why I did not watch, because I knew a few names. And I didn't, it wasn't exciting to me. It was similar, like we'll get into in a second. This is the slam dunk competition.
Yeah.
When you say celebrity to me, I already know there's tears, but when you say celebrity and then you attach it to something that's about to happen, I want real celebrities. I want real A, B plus celebrities. Don't tell me somebody who was in the faculty with Usher. Don't tell me about him. Don't tell me about the Hamptons. You can wear my jacket. Don't tell me about them. Don't tell me about any of those cats. Don't tell me about anybody who came in second place on American Idol. I don't want to hear about those guys.
I mean, winners.
I want winners. So I'm like, yo, if you're going to say celebrity, we understand that's tears. But like, bring some heat. I want to see Serena Williams and Jamie Foxx on the same squad taking on Jada Pinkett Smith, and you know what I'm saying?
Where's Will Smith?
You don't want to see Taylor
Hicks?
He doesn't
make the cut.
Who said who don't make the cut?
Will Smith.
Will Smith, you seen put up points for Bel Air Prep? I knew got a game.
Listen, he might put up some points.
And all right, so I don't know if they
put
done
that
this
jacket on.
Yeah, reverse.
I don't know if they've done this in the past. I'm not a historian of the Celebrity All-Star Game. Mm-hmm. Why haven't they done things like reunite Jason Williams and Randy Moss? How cool would that have been?
That's only cool to you.
That's, I mean, for two celebrities that are relevant within.
I guess.
You're reuniting two high school teammates. You're bringing.
Only really, really, really big sports fans know that they played high school sports.
And
together.
Everybody else would just be pleasantly surprised.
I would not be. I mean, Jason Williams, yes. I'd just like to see him play. I think he make it fun.
Like chocolate.
Yeah, but no, I don't see Randy Moss out there. Like old Randy Moss. He old now.
No, he doesn't fit the category.
If he was like, if he was still playing,
I
want to
see President Obama.
That's the one I want to see.
That's what you want to see out there. Yeah. I want to see real celebrities.
And then let him pick a team.
And just pick the squad.
And let President Obama pick a
squad.
Team.
Anybody's going to block Obama's shot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially not as the president. Oh, they probably man. Go in on Barack. Oh,
now that, I'll guard him full court.
Full court.
I would definitely guard President
guarding
Obama.
I'm guarding Obama
Bruh,
full
I'm trying
court.
To give it to him. I'm trying
and
to steal.
And put Michelle out there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Michelle
I'll,
been out there
I'll
trying to get it
shot.
In. Rapping, doing videos.
No. Real quick, everybody was making fun of Master P. He should have been in the celebrity. It's in New Orleans.
It is.
He should have been there. Also, people forget Master P could ball.
Oh, he could.
Master but P had a tryout.
He did. Like 2 for 20.
No.
He's talking about OP.
Could ball. OP. I mean, yeah, OP. Yeah, back in the day, Miss Bout About It. You know what I mean? Like, because remember, if people forget, he had a tryout with the Charlotte Hornets.
With the Hornets, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like he was, and he was like legit.
Hey, and these are facts, and that's also the past.
Yeah, that's
so
also
you can
the
sit
past.
Down. You know, Romeo can sit down.
Romeo played D1 basketball.
Mystical can sit down.
Romeo played for USC.
You're not a celebrity what? To me.
ITT College?
Listen,
you don't see that commercial and get inspired?
And Romeo. ITT Tech?
Yeah. Is it ITT? I don't. ICDC College.
Boy, get out of here.
ICDC College.
Get out of here. ICDC?
ICDC. Can he inspire you to go out there and like, you know, whatever.
Is Romeo his
real
name? He couldn't even make it into the Phoenix.
Right. But I'm saying he played D1. He was a teammate of, was it DeRozan?
I could be at a Kroger's off Cascade and he would walk by me and I would not know. I'd be like, hey, excuse me, what are eggs?
That's a fact.
What?
Hey, man, you're being real unhelpful right now. I know you work here.
All right, what would be your dream celebrity teammate? You're on the Celebrity All-Star Game. You get to pick one. You get to bring one teammate with you.
Whew, that's
one
a good one.
Teammate, celebrity.
Dez is Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, that's not for basketball.
Old Rousey?
I want Rousey to just, you know, we play doubles tennis or something. Something just me and her. I don't need all these other people.
All these extra folks.
All these extra folks on the team.
You got to pass the ball to somebody else but you.
Yeah, nope, not trying to do it. I want to see Will Smith out there. Like a young Will Smith.
Young Will.
A young Will Smith. Like, mm-hmm. I want to see if that game is real. Like, can he really block Isaiah Thomas' shot? Mm. Like, I really want to see that.
Yeah, I'll take... Like Mike. Let me get in there.
Oh, Bow Wow. Young Bow Wow.
You want Bow Wow?
Yeah, like
no,
Mike.
Like Mike Bow Wow.
Like Mike Bow Wow. Like
no,
Mike Bow Wow's a beast.
It's not a fictional character. It's
no,
an
it
actual
is.
Celebrity.
No, don't you try to limit this fictional
Bow Wow's
situation.
A real person, and I want him in Like
okay,
Mike.
Okay, then I'm picking a Monstar. Like, why?
No, see, mine's a real person.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Mike is not a real person.
Bow Wow's a real person.
Right.
You played in the movie.
Okay.
Like Mike.
So you're picking Lil Bow Wow.
Monstar's not real.
You're picking Lil Bow Wow.
No, I'm picking Like Mike.
That's fictional.
You're not picking
fictional.
Your pick is void.
Then I'm picking
you
Michael picked Jordan
you
from
picked
Space
animation.
Jam.
Get out of here.
You picked animation.
You picked Jordan then.
Yeah.
You should have said that, but you said something that was fake.
Yeah.
You said up. Something that was fake.
Like Mike. Did you see Like Mike?
Was it a real person?
Was it a real person?
Like Mike is not a real person. So I can pick Frodo. I can pick Gandalf.
Go for it.
Yeah,
that's also.
Yeah, you can pick Gandalf.
Fine, I pick Gandalf.
There you go.
Your team's trash.
He's not with tall white guy Sean Bradley. Look.
Yeah.
You pick Gandalf
like
with a
Duggan
cape.
On Gandalf.
Gandalf team trash.
Tall beard, tripping on his cape, looking. Get out of here.
He's not getting in the gym.
Gandalf, old icy hot looking. Here. You pick Gandalf. I pick Gandalf. Athletic
pick,
like Mike.
You pick the coach.
And he pick Gandalf.
Gandalf.
That's the best you could do in the fictional world with Gandalf? Who is Frodo?
I don't know.
Oh, the Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
The no shoes wearing Shire Hobbit. That's what you pick.
Why do you want a trash team?
I pick like Mike, who played real people in the. Did you watch the movie?
I picked a wizard that came back from the
and
dead.
And then do a basketball. You could, so many
like
wizards
Mike
you could pick.
Real NBA players. And you pick a person.
Gandalf's
who,
the Dennis Rodman of Middle Earth.
What does that even
things
mean?
Things that have never been said before in
get
life.
Get out of here. Jelly beans
all
and Gandalf.
Defense.
Hilarious. That's good. Was that the horn?
That was.
Pick Gandalf.
Gandalf.
That's funny. That's very funny. That's, oh, Gandalf.
You picked a 4-foot
who
bad
played in
rapper.
The NBA. He played in the NBA.
Oh, my goodness.
You picked somebody who likes lightning. You know what I'm saying? That's not helpful.
Would you on Raiden next?
Get over here.
Raiden wins.
Hey, Frodo? Man can't even smoke a pipe. What are you talking about? Little boy.
Yeah,
Elijah
boy.
Wood looking.
What's the next topic?
Let's keep it going, man. Day 2 of the All-Star Weekend, man, featured 3 events. It featured on Saturday night the Skills Challenge. It featured the 3-point competition. It featured the Slam Dunk Contest. I saw all 3 of these. I had some friends over to the crib. We had, it was actually all dads. We let the ladies go out. We didn't let the ladies go out. You know what I'm saying? The ladies went
weird.
Out. I take that back. We didn't let the ladies go out. It was my deal. Let
click,
the ladies
unjack
go out.
The chain.
Let me just pause for a second and say, we let the ladies go out. I want to debunk this misnomer that guys get let out. I don't get let out. I'm an adult, right? We let the ladies out. We had all the kids over.
Okay.
And we had a good time. So anyway, we're watching the Skills Challenge. If you didn't see the Skills Challenge, it's real NBA players dribbling a ball, chest pass through a whole tire, dribble that ball again, and then dribble back, and they shoot a 3-point shot.
That is
the competition. Add 60% speed. I'm going to give a quick review of all 3 just so we can talk about whatever.
Right.
3-point competition pops in. I think the biggest headliner was the defending champ, Klay Thompson, and then Kyrie Irving had also won a few years ago. Neither of them won. Klay got knocked out in the first round. Eric Gordon from the Rockets won that one. Slam Dunk Contest featured DeAndre Gordon, Aaron Gordon, DeAndre Jordan, Aaron Gordon, and 2 other people.
Big Dog.
I know who they are, but nobody really know.
I know Big Dog.
Big Dog's son.
Little
Most
Big
people
Dog.
Don't know Big Dog.
Little pup.
And then a guy with short shorts. And so...
oh, yeah.
And so anyway, as a whole, of the whole day, what was kind of your best things or your biggest letdowns of day 2 All-Star?
Every time the skill challenge is a thing,
yep.
I am let down. Why don't I'm supposed to be impressed that you know how to dribble and then pass and then hit a 3-pointer? I could do that. I could do all of that. I don't want to see things that I could do at that speed. Like if you were doing it at 100%, maybe I'd be impressed.
Maybe.
But at 60% where you dribbling and then you got to pass, do something else. Like, I don't understand what certain All-Star games, even baseball, like when you try, don't try to figure out something new. Just like, show us how impressive you are, whether it's like a race or like something with a bat. You know what I mean? Something that shows that like, oh, this is why you're supreme. This is why you're the best at what you're doing.
Got it.
But yeah, dribbling a pass and stuff. And then, yeah, that was, I hate the skills challenge.
Got it.
There's so many other ways to entertain me.
I just think, all right, let's take the skills challenge, which might be the most boring thing.
Maybe.
Considering it lost to just guys shooting jump shots.
Sure.
Like, that's more exciting. Make something move, at least.
Something. Like the pass?
Make the pass move. Maybe you have to do it with 2 basketballs. Show something. The fact that Porzingis, who's a great player, he is not more skilled than John Wall.
Ooh, I don't know.
I'm saying
that's up for debate.
Was it not a red flag that 2 white guys were in the finals?
Porzingis is not white. Have you seen young Porzingis? He had cornrows.
He's not white.
He had cornrows.
I don't call anybody
a child soldier.
Born and raised in Europe white.
Yeah.
Also, I live my life.
Also, have you seen
it's
that picture
life.
Of him as a kid
with the cornrows?
He has cornrows on.
In Latvia?
In Latvia, wherever he's from.
My type of people.
Cornrows.
Yeah, see, that's not white.
Yeah,
that's Latvia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Latvia. That's a child soldier of some sort. Yeah.
I thought it was brutal. 3-point competition is what it is.
Right.
I need more trash talking. Sure. Like I need people to come in like Larry Bird and be like, "Who coming in second?"
Yeah, yeah.
I need that. I don't need people like, "This is gonna be fun." No, I want people like you.
Yeah.
Point them out in your face.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna be you. And then talking trash, calling their mom like, "Your son is trash." I need some of that going on. I don't need people being all happy
sure.
to be in a competition. Competition is supposed to be up. You're supposed to be angry at people.
Yeah. So I like that. I like a lot of bitter fighting in there. I'm with you on that part. So two things. One, I didn't watch the slam dunk contest last year, which was one of the best in the last decade or whatever. Watched everything Saturday. And so I'm also on Twitter or whatever, and people are trashing, rightfully so, the slam dunk competition, which was abysmal, right? However, I did want to remind people as well, I didn't do it online, that the 3-point competition is also trash. It's
no.
also trash. No, this is why it's trash.
Go ahead.
Because they're shooting threes. And this is why it's trash, because they're shooting threes.
What are you saying?
So what I'm saying is, that's terrible. It's boring.
No,
get out of here.
No.
What is very difficult to do, even if you fail, or even if it is not compared to last year's first flag, is to try to jump over 11 people or a DJ booth. Even if you miss it, it is at least more suspenseful, and even in the failure, more entertaining than people watching you shoot from 5 different racks a ball into a hoop. It's not even a question.
Nah, here's the thing. 3-point contest is dope because it is part of that whole night. So I can see if it was like, because the dunk and the 3-point go at the same time.
They do.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it used to give people a break, didn't it? Like, the way they used to do it used to give people a break, like give dunkers a break. And I understand why they don't do that now, because it slows everything down. But there's something about a timed event with some sort of skill with 3-point. Like, I love, maybe because I shot threes.
Sure.
And I've done a couple competitions like
maybe,
that.
Maybe so.
And, but I'm like, I think that's dope. I just wish there was more trash talking. Also, with the dunks,
mm-hmm.
stop it with the product placement.
Please, can we stop with the product placement?
I don't need an Intel drone. Like, oh, what is he doing?
Whoa, okay.
Can we stop with adding anything?
No, that's not true.
No. Mm-mm. The drone,
I don't want any of it.
Was the best part.
Stop what you're saying right now. Don't do this to yourself. Go ahead.
Okay, I understand.
It was the best part because what?
It was the best part because it had the most showmanship. It was the best show.
Sure.
The dunk contest was so boring. How many times can you stack people up?
Sure.
Oh, you jumped over 3 people? I'm going to jump over 3.5.
So what I'm saying is, greatest dunk competitions needed none of that. It needed dunks and people. So in my opinion, those are the best dunks. When you start adding in props and Kia sports cars and you start adding in capes, I'm like, all right, now we're getting in too much showmanship and not of much creativity and athleticism.
But
that's what I want to see.
I'm just
that's
saying,
what everybody who are great dunkers, that's what they do in the game.
I had more fun watching like Dwight Howard and Nate Robinson with props and costumes. I had more fun watching that than last night or Saturday night, where it's just guys jumping over people.
Well,
it was just so boring. And the judges, we have to get better judges that are actually going to judge.
Aaron, why did not judge?
Aaron Gordon
got
a worse score when he finally dunked with the drone.
4 times, right? He took it 4 times.
Then Glenn Robinson III got for missing a dunk.
Sure.
He never landed one.
Yeah, you
got
to do better than
that, higher score. These guys, they don't care. They're going to do an 8 or a 9 every time.
Here's
if you land a dunk
contest.
You're getting a 10. That's all there is to it.
Stop. Don't do professionals. Like, get these guys off the street ball dudes that can really
that
dunk.
That 16-year-old, you see that 16-year-old dunk?
Uh-uh.
16-year-old dunk of a kid in high school. It was ridiculous. We'll put it up on the website. Nate put it up on the Facebook page.
I saw the
dude. It was a guy who jumped, like, over a kid.
I saw the dude. This is a white dude. I felt he had like a ponytail and maybe blue hair. He dunked it like.
Oh, yeah.
He dunked it like he put his hands behind his back.
Yeah.
And then jumped up and like dunked it behind his back.
It was crazy.
Yeah. And then he had another dunk where he put both arms in the rim on a reverse dunk and just like looked like he was on the beach with his hands behind his back and had both his elbows in the rim.
Yeah.
Put that guy in the dunk contest. That guy was amazing.
Sure.
Glenn Robinson III.
Yeah. Right. You can have that. You could also have, which I'm not sure who put it on online. Somebody was like, put money into it. That's what also brings some names into it. It's like, yo, person who wins, $100,000, $1 million, whatever it is. Because, oh boy, we'll talk about now the big Greek.
Giannis
Antetokounmpo. He was doing all type of good stuff in the All Star game, and so it was like, you know, they never got to see LeBron and you know
LeBron when he came out.
And so it's like, yo, that was one of the things people wanted to do. When you look at Dr. J, when you look at the human highlight film, Dominic Wilkins, MJ, Kobe, Vin Sandy, Tracy McGrady, Steve Francis, like these cats high flying, you'd be like, yo, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And now it's like, now let's get this dude who's had a contract for 9 days. Let's get him in here.
But I will say this.
He probably had the best dunk all night to me.
Which one? Jones Jr.?
When he hit that one off the side, went through the legs, and then boom, that joint. That was probably the best dunk overall to me.
Well, see, if you look his YouTube stuff up, apparently his dude can do like a 360 and then reverse. Like he can go one way then turn the other way.
Oh, sure.
Like he's crazy.
But he didn't get into all of that.
I think the moment got to
the
him.
Lights. The lights got to him.
Yeah,
they
gotta
do better though.
I think it was boring.
That's gotta do better.
Sucked.
Yo, I was out with people and they was like, yo, Nate is upset right now. He hates everything.
It wasn't fun. All right, so the next is the actual All-Star game, which I'll be honest, guys, I think I've outgrown it.
Come on, man.
I was watching it last night before a show, during the show, and I was just like, I could care less. I don't care to see whoever gets the ball dunk it.
What do you care to see?
Yeah, what did you
say? I don't know.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty. I was really ready for an answer. I appreciate your honesty.
It's one of those things watching, I was like, I guess this was cool to me 5 years ago.
Sure.
Now I'm just like, you know what? I don't care.
Sure.
I don't care. Yeah, whoever is the home guy is now going to have the best night.
Let me ask you this. Do you think people do care, though? Because you say you don't care. So we're not talking about the extremes. We're talking about right there, the people in the middle who just got it on. Do you think they really care?
I don't think anybody really cares about the All-Star game.
Okay.
But I think the NBA has become so friendly with the players that now it's just going to be whoever is the host city, that guy's going to have a great night.
That's not true. Who won MVP last year?
I think, but I'm saying like it's going to start now. Anthony Davis.
What do you mean? All of a sudden,
everybody was all in on Anthony Davis.
Nobody wasn't all in on DeMar DeRozan last year.
Winning MVP. DeMar DeRozan was out there for himself. Like, that's.
No, I'm saying. Like, when it was Toronto, like, that's not always the case. I think when great players want to do that, then maybe. But not just anybody where your city is. Like, if it was in Atlanta next year, they're not giving the ball to Paul Millsap to make him be the MVP.
Well, Millsap doesn't have that personality. But if anybody, I think if.
But if he's, Dwight, even if he said
if
it.
If Dwight Howard was in there.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
They are.
No, they're not. No, I don't think
the NBA's too friendly for an All-Star game.
No, I like. I don't mind the friendliness. I would appreciate if the fourth quarter was a little more competitive.
That's always key. Give me a 8 minute fourth quarter competition. Regardless of the score,
yeah,
and I ride with you,
and that's why I mess with Giannis, because Giannis was playing defense.
He ready to play ball
from
brother.
The jump.
Yeah,
yo, Giannis. Okay, let me just
get into it.
Favorite person of the whole night was it was a combination of Giannis and Steph, because Steph was having the most.
He was having the most fun, bro. Headband on.
First off, just when they put the when KD threw the alley-oop to Russ, and then they cut to him and his reaction. Oh my God, I can't believe you can tell he's having fun. And when they come back off the bench, he's throwing water on KD, like he's having fun with it. But then when he saw Giannis coming and laid down, I died. I thought that was the most funniest thing of the whole night. Like, and then to get dunked on later.
Ooh,
first of all, he got dunked on three different times. One of them, the ball hit him in the head. But I love the one where he got dunked on the tips and he had to look up at the jumbotron.
Bruh. When DeAndre Jordan had that face, like, ooh. Draymond Green put his hands on his head.
That's my favorite thing when your own team has to, like, he's on my team. I can't do that.
I think the All-Star game, what it has definitely become more so is entertaining, which I give you, and I'm like also a fan of the fourth quarter piece. But I think the whole weekend, and you just got to come to grips with it, not just you, but in general, for myself, apart from probably the three-point competition and the slam dunk competition, but there's more showmanship in the dunk competition, is that it's more just, 100% entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, it was more so in the past, more competitive edge, and I think that may be a mentality of how the NBA as a whole has changed. But like now, you just got to kind of just turn your edge and be like, all right, this is purely going to be entertaining to me. You either going to be on that bandwagon or you're going to be off that bandwagon, because the game
used to be that, though.
Is averaging averaging 400 points,
right?
102 points, a half or a quarter or something bananas, right? Like that, you know, everybody's going to put up shots, everybody's going to have a good time. But I enjoyed watching a little bit that I did. But that fourth quarter, I would have liked to see. I mean, because the game was only 10 points difference, I think.
Right.
So, like, one of my favorite All-Star games is when Jordan was in that joint. It was his last season.
In Atlanta.
So they were down or something had happened. Kobe was guarding him or whatever. He hits the fadeaway shot. Boom. Right. Goes into overtime. Whoever that coach was put in some people who were kind of cold, and they end up losing the game. Kobe had the winning shot or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, that competition, the best. What you want to see is the best kind of compete on the stage.
There was only one person that was like that, and that was Russ. Russ wanted to go
John
at
Wall, bro.
Bro, what, Russ pitched, you saw what he, like, he went up one time, got fouled, and he pushed Carmelo.
Yeah. I ain't see that
and
one.
Carmelo was like, hey, man, I thought we was playing. And Russ is, like, looking crazy. Right. And Carmelo. And first of all, Carmelo said he didn't even want to be there. But Carmelo was like, I was supposed to be on vacation.
At the house.
Like, he did not want to be there this whole time. So I felt bad for Melo just to be like, bro, I don't want none of this. And Russ is the only one that has that killer. But there was nobody.
I don't trust
I think
him, bro.
For, there was a moment where Steph tried to go Giannis because I could see it. And he tried to get him to give him the ball.
Sure.
And Giannis was like, no. And then he passed it off to another point guard or whatever. Mm. But, like, there's not enough people going back. If they were smart, they would have made KD play for the East real quick and then go at Russ.
Yeah, go at Russ.
That would have been amazing.
That's one thing that I was actually very disappointed in.
What's up?
When they had that alley-oop and everybody's like, oh, they're back. I was like, no, I didn't want that. I wanted real ridiculous.
They are not back. They are not back. Yeah, I'm about to say they are not back.
But that was the narrative.
Sure. The narrative. If you heard them talk, Russ was like, that was a basketball play.
I wanted
that's a basketball play.
I wanted passes at like each other's ankles and then like, why didn't you catch that? I wanted real petty entertainment.
Russ wasn't gonna pass the ball. Did you see Russ was putting up threes? Like, remember he hit three threes in a row? Yep. It was like putting up. Russ was out there to kill.
Yeah.
I like Russ, man.
I don't trust Russ. I feel like he's like a dog, and you see him in the yard, and you far away, and then you get closer, you realize he ain't tied up. You're like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go.
Where your chain at?
I gotta go. I don't see no owner. I gotta get out of here.
You just a random loose dog out here.
Let's keep it moving, man. So, during the game, before the game, after a game, DeMarcus Cousins, arguably the best big man in the game, gets traded from the Sacramento Kings to the New Orleans Pelicans, who has arguably the best big man in Anthony Davis, the Brow. And one, that's crazy because it kind of happens. He has a press conference, and as he's talking, somebody, I don't know if it was his agent or whatever, whispers to him, and he's like, oh, really? And he just keeps on talking as if he didn't just hear that, hey, your whole parameter where you live and reside.
You might want to just leave.
Is all
you
different.
Might want to stay here.
So one, the whole thing is like, you got two of the best big men. You have the two best big men in the game.
Absolutely.
Right? New Orleans. I think right now they're out of the NBA playoff spot at the moment with like 30 or so games to go. How do you think these guys are going to mesh? Who won the trade? What not? What do you like about it? What are your thoughts on it? Just the personnel. Not necessarily even the game, but like I'm intrigued on, does this even make sense?
So I thought, I thought it was cool when that dude did whisper in Boogie's ear. And then he was just like, yeah, I love New Orleans.
Yeah, this is great.
This is great.
Food's good.
Like he knew. He's like, I'm staying here a long week, baby. I'm going to be here. The Kings definitely lost. They wild. But I mean, They had to
change it up.
Here's the thing, though. For Divock, is Divock the GM?
Divock is the GM.
To say that they had a better deal 2 days before
terrible.
Is terrible a problem. Words. Now, I get it. Apparently, the GM was like big on Buddy Hield.
Mm.
They're like, he could be the next Steph Curry. You can't afford to trade a proven commodity for somebody you think can be the next big thing. Like, that's crazy. Also, the GM is the same dude who thought that if he played a 4-on-5 defense would be better. This either the owner or the GM thought that like if you play 4-on-5 defense and let somebody basically cherry pick that maybe that could change the game because he saw his daughter's team do that. That's the guy in charge of basketball things.
Not good.
So yeah, they made a mistake.
Yeah,
they definitely got more. But as far as like the New Orleans, they kept Drew Holiday, which is a good point guard.
Solid point guard.
I know this because he's on my fantasy team, doing really well. But also, yeah, to put Cal's two best big men that he's ever had on the same team who both dominate, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, Kings definitely lost.
Think so?
The biggest thing for me was them trading for a protected draft pick, like the fact that they don't even think DeMarcus Cousins is worth a lottery pick. Like that to me said Divock does not know what he's doing.
Oh, I don't think it was Divock.
Whoever made the deal.
Because D-Voc, basically, when D-Voc said, I had a better deal 2 days ago, he's letting everybody know, I ain't do this.
But also, like,
I ain't do this. I had nothing to do with this. They made me do this. My hands was tied. Let me out of here. This place is crazy. I hate cowbells. That's what that was.
There was that. And then also, like, I don't exactly know when the NBA trade deadline is.
It's approaching. It's like maybe by the end of the month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you wait it down to the wire. You're getting a better deal from a team that feels like they're one piece away. New Orleans doesn't feel like they're one piece away from a championship.
Nah, they do.
Well, let's real quick, Dan's going to give us the roster of the Pelicans because a couple people, Mark Spears, ESPN, good dude who I like, he was like, yo, these cats, they're not contenders this year, but if that team knows what they're doing, next year it's going to be a different game. But who we got right now in the Pelicans right now?
So yeah, you have Davis Holiday. Uh-huh. Obviously, we've already talked about Evans. Tyreek
Evans got traded.
Well, he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
So Evans is gone, Galloway's gone, and Hill's gone.
So then Tim Frazier.
He's a good backup point guard.
Omar Asisk is a backup center. Okay. Terrence Jones, small forward.
Terrence Jones is a good piece.
Dante Cunningham, small forward.
You can stop right there.
Terrence Jones is a good piece. Also, Kentucky dude.
Yeah, no. You've got pieces there. What I think is interesting is it reminded me, my first thought was championship Spurs,
yep.
Robinson Duncan.
Twin Towers.
1999. That's what I thought. And you've got a solid point guard in Avery Johnson with a terrible voice. And you've got Holiday over here. You get a couple shooters to spread it out. Because both Davis and Cousins can go behind the arc if they want to. Like, they've got the potential. They ain't Porzingis, you know what I'm saying? But, like, they can hit a few shots outside as well to stretch the floor. Also physical. So, I'm like, I really like that move. I really like that move for the Pelicans.
All they need is...
Because Davis had to leave if they weren't going to do something for him.
Yeah. Well, right now, as it stands now, I feel like they just need that 3-and-D guy. They need it. Like, you need that dude that can knock. That can spread the court. That need, like, can knock down threes. I'm interested to see how, like, because everybody wanted to talk about how bad Boogie was. Like, he's got the most texts, got the most ejections.
Oh, right,
got the most
character
all that.
Issues.
Listen, I think anybody would be like that. He played in Sacramento. And nobody, just because, like, they never got him any help.
Sure.
He's had seven different coaches in 6 years or something like that. Like, no one in any Sacramento.
Yeah.
Sacramento.
I'm not going to apologize for Boogie's attitude, but I do think there is something to a player that gets a chance to kind of reinvent themselves.
Sure.
To play with somebody that you like.
Mm-hmm. Friends.
And in probably a city that you like more.
Sure.
That you just had a great time in.
Sure.
There's something to it. It reminds me a little bit of, and I'm not talking about talent-wise, but just Shaq going to the Heat. Mm. Where it felt like he... You know, he got into better shape.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing with Dwayne Wade. He liked that a lot more. Mm-hmm. And they won a championship.
They did.
I'm not saying the Pelicans are going to win a championship. Right. I'm saying this is what it feels like. It's an attitude adjustment.
They should be a problem because they have the one thing that I feel like would probably give Golden State problems is, like, dominance inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
Pelicans always play Golden State hard.
Yeah, but think about it. They always, the Golden State's whole thing is perimeter. Everything's perimeter.
Yeah.
So now you got somebody who can slow the game down.
You weren't going to stop either one of them.
Yeah.
Now you put both of them on a team. What's going to be interesting is chemistry and play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How to figure that out.
And also far down the road, obviously not in the near future.
Right.
The way to beat LeBron, one of the keys, have a rim defender.
Sure.
You've got two of the best.
You got one of the best. Cousins is a terrible defender at the rim.
I don't know.
No, I do know. I do know he's terrible.
You threw that out there,
and I was like, no.
You've got somebody that can body LeBron.
Block. He's big, but anyway. I just want to say this, too. We talked about how bad... This is totally back to the last topic. We talked about how bad it was in New Orleans, like the game was. Nobody's bringing to the fact that everybody was probably hungover. Nobody brought
Day
that up.
Day three
in New Orleans, and you thought you were going to get a good basketball game? No.
We got to go.
I'm surprised there weren't no stories that came out there. Like, man, this dude got found with it, such and such. You know, like, you know, it was bad. So I'm just saying.
Give it another 48 hours. We'll see what happens.
If you want a good basketball game, put it in Boise.
That's it. Boise.
Put it in Boise. Put it in Wyoming.
4 p.m.
Yeah.
Get it in. That's true. There's truth there.
All right. Next topic.
Real quick. Quick story. So I know someone that worked for a football team. I won't name the football team that went to a bowl game in New Orleans. But the football team was issued get out of jail cards. That they could hand to the police officers if they were in fact caught on Bourbon Street.
What?
Yes.
Like just on Bourbon Street or like just
no, like in general.
Yeah,
within like New Orleans proper.
What year is this?
Wow.
I'm not going to tell
Come
you.
Come on, man. Which Sugar Bowl was this?
Stop. I'm not going to tell you that.
That's it. That's it.
Before
that's,
or after Katrina? I'm just asking.
That's
like,
crazy, and I believe it, and they should.
Which Bush was this during?
And they should have that. Don't mess up the entertainment, because it's too fun.
Get out of here.
You can't expect to have a good...
No, also, get out of here.
Also, did you see like the slam dunk contest when Glenn Robinson held up the thing and no one cheered? Everybody in that building that whole Saturday night was like, the party's outside. No. This is trash.
You could just look at Mutombo's meme. He was just
Mutombo,
like...
He was like, y'all wasting my time.
This is terrible. No, just shaking.
No, 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 no. Trash. No, 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 no. Boring. No. Why are you turning to Cookie Monster?
It's a balance. Listen to our balance, Nate.
Yeah.
Just trying to contribute.
Come on, man.
Next topic. UCLA, Lonzo's ball. Lonzo Ball's dad.
You see Lonzo's balls? Leave that in.
That's what happens when you don't practice before you read.
We rusty.
UCLA's Lonzo Ball. His dad said he is better than Steph Curry. So I'll be honest.
Let me just get in that book. Go ahead.
I'm so sick of this family. I'm sick of seeing their kid, the youngest one, cherry pick, and everybody loses their mind because if you cherry picked, you're not a good basketball player.
Oh, that's not true. But go ahead.
He's probably fine.
No,
he's cherry picked. I'm not impressed because you cherry picked. If you had played with. If you play pickup, you weren't invited back to play like that. I don't care if you scored 1,000 points. You cherry picked. You're pathetic. You're awful. You're not a good player. If you're
that's
a good player,
you keep saying
play
that. That's not true.
If you're a good player, play basketball. He's good. He was good at making layups. That's all I saw out of that game. Now you're telling me that this dad is going after whatever you have about Steph Curry, two-time MVP, NBA champion.
Sure.
Guess what your kid is. He's at UCLA. That's
really good too.
He's fine. He's yet to do anything.
Listen, I'm not worried about the son because he ain't said, "Dad, boo." This is why I'm gonna boo you because you're not helping your son in any shape, form, or fashion, in my opinion. Because the son is already out here trying to play hard. He knows he's gonna be one and done, which is fine. That's how you run it. Be great. Be great. Top five pick. Be great. Be great. But what people. So Curry played 3 seasons for Davidson, not UCLA, Davidson. Freshman year, I'm a man of facts. Averaged 21.5 points a game as a freshman ball, 15.5. He goes to the Elite 8. We'll see what UCLA does. So let's see if they can at least get to the Elite 8. He goes on as well. He drops 30 as a freshman. His sophomore year, he goes on. He's amazing in the NCAA tourney. In his junior season, several teams in the tourney was trying to triple team Curry. You know what I'm saying? Like, so let's be very careful. That's college Curry. But then for you to say you take this present Curry, as you just stated, off of the Warriors, and he quotes, and put him on UCLA and put your son onto the Golden State Warriors and let's see what happens. I'm just like, Dad, you must have been in New Orleans too. You must have been drinking something that you shouldn't have been drinking because that's a silly statement. Your son still has pimples. Please relax yourself, sir. Steph Curry is a grown man and let's just know your place. So I'm not even, I care less about ball, be great, baby. But your dad, please text your dad on the low and be like, Dad, shut up because everybody's like, boo.
I like it. I like it. This family's going all in.
Listen, I'm not against all
that. They're not tiptoed. They like, we have the greatest players in the world. Last name Ball.
Ball.
And Dad is leading the charge. You better know about my son.
You better.
He's his biggest hype man.
I'm not against hype man for dads. Not against.
No, I 100% am.
Yeah, okay. Well,
if you're a parent, no.
What?
I can't stand parents that are loud about their kids.
Loud? And well, where's the balance? Where's the fine line?
The fine line is
encouraging, supportive.
Do whatever you can.
Sure.
I don't want to hear about how great you think your kid is.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
That's fine.
My son's the best quarterback in the state.
Yeah.
So that's the over the line.
Right, that's the over the line. Your son's a good quarterback.
Sure.
If you want to encourage him, tell him that.
Sure, tell him
to play with that mentality.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me.
Put it out there. Make the world think, is he the best? Because then that's how you go from a 7th pick to maybe a 4th pick.
You're putting a target on his back.
That's fine. Now, that's on your... Like, this is clearly a family that don't care about that.
Yeah,
when you got a kid that's pulling up from half court,
yeah. They're not like, playing defense.
There's a level of confidence can do it again. In this ball family that's unmatched.
Yeah.
So I think this is right up the alley of like what they do. I'm totally okay with it. I think that it could be very problematic going down the line if it becomes, I don't know, average.
Right.
Sure. But right now, pre-draft,
because
think about it. Like, you're creating this legend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he has to play well in the tournament. But
he has to.
Let's say he plays well. You're creating this legend that, like, people are going to be like, oh, man, are we going to pass? Do we want to be the team that passes up on the next Steph Curry?
Mm-hmm. You think there's a single GM?
Bro, we just seen Sacramento trade Cousins for 2 picks and baseball bets and 3. Oh, so right. Yeah, people are fickle. People are weird. They don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
So I have no problem with putting that legendary thing out there to get people's mind like, we don't want to be the team that messes this up.
I'm not against you on the speculation from a business side. What I'm saying is on the dad side, dad, wait till he has results. So if ball were to go, ball out of control, mm-hmm. gets to the Elite Eight, gets to the Final Four, and then he made that statement, I might very well potentially have felt a different type of way. But with the season, not even at March Madness yet, not knowing health-wise, not knowing what could happen, how he teeters off, I'm like, no, dad, be quiet, let this boy play.
I love it. But I also was a dude when I played basketball.
I'm expecting you, if he falls and he sucks and he's no good in that tourney.
You go quiet.
No. You come loud. You say, hey, my son is trash. No. I don't know what I was doing.
No.
God dog it, Michelle Ball. Why do you come in and tell me I was talking trash?
You start blaming the other four people on the team.
No, you be a man. Don't you be a sucker punk.
No, you come in and start whining. Total PR mode.
No. You gotta be a man about your dad.
Smart
son is better than Curry. Get him. The man is a 2-time MVP, not a champion. And your guy over here who has, I don't know what, an S curl in his hair.
He looks like Drake Light, like a bizarro Drake.
He looks like a Drake Zero. He looks like a Drake Zero. That's what he looks like.
I like it when you call out crazy stuff before. Like, maybe it's me. When I played basketball, I used to be like, I'm about to hit three jumpers in your face
before it happened.
But that's you.
But I always do that by my brother. I would say that by my brother. He's better than you.
I got
he's
you.
About to put, you know what I mean?
There's something when you call it before it happens. If he falls short of that statement, I want to hear him loud and proud
as
well.
And you should.
That's what I want to hear.
That's what a real father does. He's like, I never, what? I'm the dad.
A real father,
Nah, real crazy dad.
That's it.
Listen, just like Phoenix and Serena dad. Like, he was talking crazy.
Yeah.
He always talked crazy.
And guess what?
Before they backed it up, though, he was talking crazy.
But if they had not backed it up,
he would still talk wild.
Right, and that would be a fault on him. That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
That would be a fault on him.
Sure, but I have no problem putting
especially
it out
if you went out quietly.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're going to I'm all about talking, but you better back it up or you better come back loudly and be like, I was stupid. It's just either
one. I wouldn't admit to that.
Oh, yeah. You got to, baby. Real men just don't build porches. Real men say, oh, I was stupid. That's what a real man do.
Not die. Listen,
I don't care about you changing my oil.
Crazy stuff.
Care about you
You'll
doing that.
You'll never hear me say
I was wrong. You tell me you were stupid.
Into a microphone.
That's what. Ladies, listen up. If your man can't tell you he was stupid and dumb, leave him right now. Right now. You heard that from Damon Summer. Somebody tweet me and be like, thank you, because you're welcome. That's it. Let's keep it moving, man. Let's keep it going here. You better come back. Listen, man, we are here for your grandma's favorite topic. I know you missed
favorite
it.
Favorite topic.
In the building, Nate.
We got a week of hate built up.
We got a lot. We got a lot here. You only got 6 minutes, so what are we hating on this week?
Yeah, so NBA All-Star Weekend, I'm becoming less and less of a fan of it the older I get and the more expectations I have for it. But the worst thing that I've ever seen, worse than the NBA fashion show, which was a new low for the NBA, they had a talent show, which if we know NBA people, legendary off the court, right? With all of their acting, music. Oh, it was ridiculous. The worst one was Mba Amoot.
I love how you like, he's untalented. How you say the name?
I don't claim to have a skill of pronouncing names.
Yeah, that'd be another skill. You don't have that.
He whistled as a talent. He whistled and it wasn't even that good. It just sounded like riding in a car with somebody and you're like, I wish this person's larynx would explode.
Ooh.
Like, it was awful. It was brutal. They had 3 different rappers because, as we all know, the NBA just breeds great rap. That's something that's historic. Devin Booker for the Suns, very good basketball player, played ping pong. Played ping pong. Said, ping pong is my skill. No, ping pong is not a skill. That's just something that you do. That's just, you're probably going to beat me. That's fine.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the worst. Oladipo sang, which I heard him sing when he was in the dunk competition, and it was awful. It was brutal. When he came out and tried to sing New York, New York, and then so, honestly, if he won, I don't remember who wins, give the award to the guys that were in that booth, because they did all the work. He had to look up the lyrics to I Believe I Can Fly. Whoa. He had to look up, and he just shamelessly read them off of a cell phone. Didn't even have the courtesy to print it off and put it on a music stand and try to look a little bit official. Chris Bosch played youth group guitar, which was fine. You can lead. Yeah, you can lead. You play the G chord, I guess. You're doing all right, Chris Bosch. Somebody played the piano, and he started with Heart and Soul, which, if you don't know the title, it's that dun dun da 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 da. You know that thing? Literally 95% of people can play on the piano. That was his skill. This was awful. It was brutal. Stop doing it. NBA players are not talented off the court. We have established this. Shaq did everything he could to prove this right. Shaq proved my theory right, and these guys do it every single year.
This is not true. There's very talented NBA players. Former NBA player Wayman Tisdale was a great jazz musician. Has albums, very good.
Where was he?
Well, he's passed, so you're a jerk now.
Okay.
Know your history.
So that's NBA it. Talent has died off.
Grant, that sounded worse. You sound like you're a fan of that. Grant Hill could play the piano. There's a lot of people that could do it. I think we just asked them to do the wrong talents. I feel like people are afraid to show their real talents.
Whistling. Somebody said, I'm about to go on national TV and show off a talent. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to whistle
you
a
whistle
2-year
right
old
whistle
Justin
Annie,
Bieber song.
Whistle Annie, whistle what he tried to whistle then. Just, you do it right now.
I can't whistle. I can't whistle.
Just whistle while you work.
And I'm so glad I can't whistle. I think whistling makes you a worse person. I'm so glad I can't. It gives me I feel that I'm a better person because I don't whistle. So that's fine. He picked a 3-year-old or 2-year-old Justin Bieber song.
Ain't no bad Justin Bieber song. Let's not do that.
Okay.
Ain't no bad Justin Bieber song. You can't.
That's a whole nother. He's had some fine hits.
They all good.
They are Justin Bieber deep
hits.
Tracks. You're going. You're
I say
going
hits.
In.
Everything that's single has been a hit.
All right.
Fact.
I just
fight me on that.
It was just,
I'm a believer.
It was so awful. If you do have time though, go back and listen to Ron Artest rap about Kobe's last game.
Well, he rap about another man. Oh man. Where did he do that at?
LA
it was so bad.
I'll tell you rap about another man is you and Chris rap about Jesus. That's it. That's other it. Than that, you better shut your mouth.
Only
you can't
man.
Be talking about a dude that you can go to a house and hang
it
out with their kids.
It was so bad. And he was his whole thing was at 7:30. Kobe turns into another person, and at his last game, he took 50 shots.
But if you don't get off Kobe's, man.
So
man.
He called it 7:30-50.
7:30-50.
It was. I would rather be the guy in Detroit that got punched by Ron Artest than have to listen to him rap again.
Also, but see, you keep talking about. They should have had Damian Lillard. See, that's why he should have been an all-star because he has a talent. He can actually rap.
Mm-hmm.
Prove it. Also, none of this was live. If you're going to do something, do it live.
That was the best version of this. That's what Sasso kind of said. This is the best take.
Do it live, fail in front of everybody, get laughed at, and then just disappear into obscurity.
I just don't like how you said they don't have other talents. They had other talents.
Where was it? There was a talent show, uh-huh. And nobody had talent.
I'm trying to think who all was out there.
He just said.
No.
CJ Miles played the
outside
piano.
Outside of those people. Outside of those people. All
I'm right. Just saying, even Vince Carter can play the saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
Where was he?
He old.
He was at the house, bro.
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah, you're telling me you would rather have Vince Carter, or you would rather not have Vince Carter than have one of the Clippers bench players whistle.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to knock you. The whistling, he should have got thrown on a small bus and just
sucked.
You know, broke a fibula or something. Don't do that. But. Yeah, you can't. Chris Bosh out there. Chris Bosh ain't got nothing else to do, so he should have been better. He ain't got much else going on right now. He needs to get well and get better so we can get you back in the game. But speaking of failure, your boy, Dave, Kyrie Irving of the defending champs, Cleveland Cavaliers, was on a podcast with his teammates recently, and he is 100% a believer that the earth is flat. Which we're just gonna jump right into it.
You can't not giggle at that.
He talked about you can. He's like saying poot. see? He goes on that podcast and he says, yo, this is not even a conspiracy theory, the earth is flat. And he goes on to say that it's right in front of our faces, man. I'm not telling you, it's right in front of our faces. They lie to us. What I've been taught is that the earth is round. But if you really think about it from a landscape of the way we travel, the way we move and the fact, can you really think of us rotating around the sun and all planets align, rotating in specific days, being perpendicular with what's going on with these planets? Kyrie, listen, listen, please. I don't know who paid you. I don't know who you dating right now. I don't know how much documentary you have watched on Netflix. I don't know, but stop it. Okay, stop. Here's, I'm just going to give you, I like facts. I'm just a factual guy. I try to be objective. The Earth is round, and there's a couple reasons. I'm not even going to give you details. I'm going to give you headlines. The moon, right? A lot of it has to do with the moon, lets you know that the is round. Constellations lets you know that the Earth is round. Shadows let you know that the Earth is round. Seeing farther from higher. This was an interesting thing I did in science class. If you go, if you look at on a flat plane, if you're looking flat, and you look straight, you see that tree. Then you go up higher, you're able to see further. It has to do with the curvature of the Earth being round. And then my last two that are favorite is that one, if you ride in a plane, or if you just also know the existence of time zones. Those are all factual observations of the Earth being round. So I'm not sure who they are in your quotes or anything else, buddy, but do better. But you went to Duke.
He did.
4 year.
It wasn't better, he played 13 games. Maybe.
Do better, bro.
He going to make Duke lose their accreditation. They gonna be like, this your man's? Everybody looking at him like, this your man's?
Duke closes down on investigations of fake science class.
Yo, how can we? Certain things you don't think you have to go back and explain again, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I shouldn't have to be
Is this worse than the dinosaurs not being real, but mermaids being real? We've talked about that about 6 months ago.
This is so much worse.
This is worse. This is the thing. I knew I was going to get the mermaid thing.
No,
in this conversation.
I'm really intrigued on, do we
and
think this is worse?
Here's what I'm saying. Listen, we don't know about the mermaid.
Sure.
We have an idea.
Sure.
A strong idea. We know about the Earth. We know about the Earth.
It goes so deep to be like, so what do you think? Like, so NASA.
Mm-hmm.
NASA is a conspiracy.
NASA. Okay.
Astronauts are just actors.
Yeah.
Just on wires. Just taking pictures of this fake round Earth.
But he's like people want you to believe
that
the Earth is round. Who are these people?
he kept saying they like it's the Truman Show.
The Rounders. That's what you call them. The Rounders out there want you to believe that the Earth. And then they can get what, Kyrie? What do they get once we all
believe? It doesn't make
believe?
Any sense.
There's a bunch of guys right now in a basement wearing like maroon cloaks with torches, and they're like, good.
If
something's one more person.
If it's flat, eventually you got to be able to walk off of it.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever in the last 200,000 years, if you believe it's that old, thinks that the Earth is flat and somebody has walked off of their joint and just fallen into an abyss?
Guys. Two words.
What you got?
Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle.
Is that the end of the world?
That's maybe. It.
Maybe.
Well, how's the triangle the flat part? I don't get that, dude. The triangle is the flat part that you walk. I don't get it. Here's another thing, too. The only other person in recent history that believed the Earth was flat was Atlanta rapper B.O.B.
Nah.
And that dude has a line where he said, my GPA started with a decimal. So, you're aligning yourself... Because I was a BLB fan until he was on that Earth stuff. I was like, hold on, man.
All right.
You done.
All right.
But so you align yourself with someone who publicly admits, when I was in school, I didn't even start my GPA with a 1.
Not a 1.
It started with the decimal.
That's not good, B.
Come on, man. Kyrie.
I don't know what to say. It was outlandish.
Duke gonna lose all their championships. Just like, you know, you get the, like when there's like a scandal and somebody lose their stuff, they gonna be like, y'all was supposed to be smart.
Yeah, bring it back.
Death penalty.
Bring it back.
They gonna bring the death penalty.
And then on top of that, I'm just like, yo, where your man at? Like, where your people?
Richard
at?
Jefferson
like,
was in the room.
They were on the podcast.
And was like, I can just feel everybody like, uh-oh.
What did we get ourselves into,
bro? I just want to show him a map and just be like, where's the middle?
Yeah.
Are we the middle?
Yeah.
Do people in London go left or right to get to China?
Well, they had asked him in another interview about, you know, you've seen pictures of the Earth, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I've seen pictures of a lot of things that end up not being true.
Oh.
And I was like, that
he
is...
don't believe he on Earth. Where do we start? Where do we even go
from
here?
Got a lot of things to dig through that, buddy. Kyrie, come holler at us, bro. Come holler at us.
He ain't the only one. I think they said Wilson Chandler said I agree. He tweeted, I agree with him.
Well, somebody had said, what's funny was everybody was trying to be very nice about it. Dwayne Wade was like, yo, hey, you know what I'm saying? But what you believe is what you believe. So you believe your Earth is flat? No. Shut that down, baby. That's what they call absolute truth. And I ain't even got time to get into that
hey
thing
now.
Right now. Listen, people don't believe. Stop it. Stop the nonsense. It's too much. There's trans ageism. It's trans ageism. Have you heard about this? It's too much. Oh, I'm going to trans. It's trans ageism, people. Have you heard about trans ageism? No?
Let's go into it. What is it?
A 55-year-old man said, I don't want to be 55. I'm 11. He says, I'm 11 now. The earth isn't flat. It's round. And you're 55, man. Goodness gracious. It's crazy, man. It's
Who
crazy.
Who wants to be 11?
Who wants to be 11?
I was 11 once. It had its moments.
But who wants to be 11 with a 55-year-old body? What do? You can't go around a playground? Beat it. Get out of here, sir. Ugh. Earth is flat and you're 11. He said a family adopted him. That's what he said.
No. That's what he said. That's a real thing?
Oh, my goodness.
Who's his family? Shame on that family.
Shame on that family. First He's a white male and his Asian young family said they adopted him. I don't have time to go into this.
I don't
this.
Know why, but that makes sense.
You gonna adopt all our babies? We got you.
Yeah, we gonna stop adopting your grown man.
Up next, Tom Brady. We going for you too, buddy. We going for you.
Oh, goodness.
Earth is flat.
If we have any flat earthers out there,
please holler at us. Yeah,
holler at us.
Please let us know.
And don't be an egg either. Show your face.
Show your face. I don't know who you really are.
I just want one. I just want one tweet. That's like
well, here's why it's flat.
Actually,
matter of fact, Milhouse in episode.
Beat it, brother.
The Bermuda Triangle and the Illuminati.
You believe in Atlantic City? I don't know.
The Millennium Falcon made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs, which is actually a matter of distance and not time. Next topic.
Oh, wow, that was way too good.
That was very good, mate. Very good. Shout out to you.
All right. So, next topic, we're going to talk about Ronda Rousey a little bit for David's sake. Not in the way that you think. Ronda Rousey's boyfriend, Travis Brown, got knocked out by Derek Lewis, and then he asked about her. After he knocks him out, he then goes for his girl. Is this too far?
That dude took it back to medieval times. After defeating the prince, where's my lady? Like, that is... Listen... He beat me to the punch. I told y'all, I've been training for, you know, minutes these past 3 weeks. And
yeah,
all in the pursuit of, like, one day maybe being able to beat up whoever this dude is. And now this dude done beat me to it. So, you know, somebody... I mean, is it wrong? No, because it's rousing. Like, I would have did it too. See, y'all know where I stand on this. I did the same thing.
Wrong.
No, wrong.
It's wrong.
Why is it wrong?
It's wrong.
You can't defend
there's
your lady.
There's a line. Listen.
I beat you up.
There's always a line.
I'm the man now.
There's a line here. Lewis, you know better than this. You got a black granny. You raised better than this, sir.
So.
You're just going to go after what your. What, he goes on to say, where's Rhonda's fine tail at? Like, what are you. What? She's not around here.
He didn't say tail, though.
He didn't say tail. I've got 13-year-olds listening to this. I know what he said. They can read articles. Beat it. You know what I'm saying? It's across the... It has nothing... She's not there. She's not at the fight. You beat me up. You humiliated me. You took me out, right? You got that, okay? You beat me. You the man for the day. You got it. Why you got to bring the lady into this? She's still down. You know, now we both down. We are a down couple.
Hold squad getting knocked out.
We a down couple.
As Kevin Hart said, we don't look good as a unit.
As a unit. Why you got to bring her into this, man? I don't like it. I don't like it at all, Derek.
Because she need to be with a winner.
Not going to be with Derek. Derek out of shape. Lewis, nobody's going to be out of shape.
He him. Better shape than old boy that
she
he knocked
drop
out.
Him too then. Both of y'all can beat it. No good.
Listen, this
not a fan of
terrible.
It.
Terrible.
Not a fan of it.
Told y'all, I told y'all 2017, my motto is shoot your shot.
Shoot it.
My man shot.
But was he trying to shoot a shot, though? Do you think he was trying to shoot a shot or was he just trying to take jabs at a man who was down?
Sometimes that's how you shoot your shot. Come on, you're shooting jab. You heard the shooting jab, the old shooting jab? He was shooting a shot. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I would have done probably
do better,
something
son.
Very similar.
Was it even for a title? Was it for a championship?
Yeah. I don't know.
It wasn't for a championship.
Here's the thing. You say you're fine with it because it's Ronda Rousey. If it happened to you...
I'll be pissed.
Yeah.
That's why you don't get knocked out.
It don't matter if it was Ronda Rousey, another girl, another fella, a llama. It doesn't matter. Come on, man. Be a better person than that. That's what I'm saying. You're already fighting with your nipples out. That's enough. That's enough. We've already grappled in sweat. I don't need you over here talking about my girl who's over here nursing her ego. Chill out, Derek. You're better than that.
Go for it. Go for the gold.
Whoops, the gold. He didn't got a. He didn't leave with a belt. It was just an exhibition match.
He left with the pride
in Canada.
Okay, well now
you beat a white guy in Canada. Get out of here, Derek. He beat it.
Well, now you brought the Canada thing into it. Now I'm starting to see things
get out of here.
Bit different.
No random match. No good.
Y'all not for this shoot your shot?
No, but yes.
This isn't shooting your
this
shot.
This ain't shooting your shot, Dave. You're better than that. This ain't
is borderline harassment. There's a difference. Do you see guys on the street that are catcalling? You're like, you know what? Those guys are shooting their shot.
Oh, show me.
That guy just hollered to that girl walking past him. You know what? Good for you, man. Shoot your shot.
No.
I don't care
but
that she's
in
married.
The ring. We talking about primal. Like, I knocked your man out.
Sure.
I just know where you at right now. Do you feel safe?
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm asking.
Caveman
Do you feel
mentality.
Safe anymore? You don't.
I am a stronger male, thus I claim the woman.
This dude's going back to his primal instincts. No, I get it, man. Sucks. I get it. I'm just mad he beat me to it.
Listen.
That guy sucks.
He's no good. But Travis, you also, if you're going to be with Riley, you got to win.
You got to win.
So let me be clear. I'm going to disrespect Derek for a second. But
he's definitely getting jumped. He's definitely getting dumped, right? In the next, like,
he's got to get dumped.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Okay, we're all on the same page. Yeah. Like, he's got to go.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, he's also, out. Can we be real? He should have fought him after that. Did he say that in the ring?
Touche.
He said that in the ring?
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
You got to pull up at his house.
We should have video right now.
We should
pull
up at his house. Like, I know you already beat me up. I'll come back for round two.
Right.
Yeah.
What you want to do?
I agree with that. I agree with that statement.
So that's why I put it out. Do you feel safe around it?
That's it.
Do you feel safe?
Remind me of Jungle Book. Did you watch the latest Jungle Book a few years ago or last year it came out?
Last time I seen was Brendan Fraser.
Remember when, what?
That's George of the Jungle.
That's not George of the Jungle. Never mind.
Know your white man. Mowgli ain't white.
How do I not know my white man? I knew Brendan Fraser. I know white dudes.
Touche.
I don't know who knows Brendan Fraser. You don't know Brendan Fraser.
That's from the past. I got you. I'm with you. I know my...
Okay.
Anyway.
Ain't seen no man. I'm sorry. Random.
Speaking of love here, hater app. This is exciting. We didn't get a chance to talk about Valentine's Day.
We did.
Because we was out hanging out, loving people.
Yeah.
And most of us. And so the hater app, all of us. All of us were loving
Incorrect.
People. No, all of us were loving people.
The hurt is done, Damon.
There's four people in the room, Nate.
Don't backtrack. Damon,
take these personal bets.
Damon made eye contact. He pointed at me.
I looked to the left.
His finger touched his nose.
He texted me beforehand. He was going to hurt my feelings. He called his shot. He
Not
pointed
true.
To center field.
Not true, guys. Don't believe it. But what has come out recently, I don't know, maybe in the last few months, I don't know.
This is a godsend for young Nathan.
There's an app, guys. It's a dating app, guys, called Hater App. Okay, I don't know much about it, but what I do know is that, and correct me right if I'm wrong, guys, is that you connect with people. You know, like the swipe left, swipe right thing is still in effect, but you can't see their face, so you can't see any of that physical stuff off top, but you connect basically off of things that they hate, right? Which, off top, I'm like, I see this. I like this here because not only do you really like and enjoy things that other people like and there's this connection and a bond around that, but there's a real connection around things that you hate and despise. Like, there's just a real joy in making fun of things together with somebody you care for. And so there's this hater app. And so what we wanted to do, right, we want to create a profile on a hater app with Nate. We're going to do this here. We're going to walk us through it here, kind of play with it a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're just going to see what happens. We're going to see if the weekend goes better than anticipated. And we're just going to see how it goes here. All right? So, Nate, you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So, he's going to go open up a hater app. Now, Nate, Dave, you're on a hater app as well? They both just got on it.
It's not on Android.
It's not. Wait. Okay. So, I'll give you my phone so we don't have any time for games here. And so, David, what do you got? What's your first observations about hater app? What are some things you see?
They got little hate emojis popping up. So you can, I forgot, where was it at? It downloads through your Facebook, and I think you swipe up.
Swipe up.
So you can swipe down if you're down to hate.
Down to hate. Uh-huh.
I think right if you love it, left if you hate it.
Sure.
And then up was like, I think really hate it. I don't know.
Something.
Really like love it. I don't know.
Now, what do you see on the screen? What?
Right now, it's asking me to turn my location on. I don't need these haters to know where I'm at. Right now.
Where he at?
Not
right
now.
Right
I'll click right now. Okay, so it was just a bunch of hate emojis that popped up. I've had it for like maybe an hour or something like that.
So what are some of the topics that they're able to hate?
So one of them earlier was, it's asked me, did I hate Tom Brady? Obviously, swipe down. We didn't sign it. Did I get a like?
Uh-oh.
No, that's not it.
No, that's not a like.
Oh, tap below to see what they hate. Wait, now I got pictures. All right, this is weird.
You got pictures of the girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, did I just like her? I didn't want to do that.
We got live app conflict right there.
I didn't want to do that at all.
Oh, shoot. That thumb is dangerous.
Also, This is not necessarily for hate. I'm just throwing out for anybody who's on the dating app. Get your profile pictures right. I learned that from people. They were like, hey man, your profile pictures were trash. Homegirls of mine that saw me on apps, they was like, hey, your pictures were trash. Went back, used my professional, the good ones. Better success rate. I'll say that. Success rate. Get your pictures.
Listen, so he needs a phone. Use my phone. Use somebody's phone, Nate. You gotta get somebody's phone here.
Alright.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pull it up here.
You gotta log in through Facebook.
Who? Do you have to log in through Facebook?
Yeah, you log in through Facebook.
Hey, why is Facebook all over the world?
Facebook's winning.
Facebook has debates.
So, okay, so some of the hates that I had was Fashion Week.
Fashion Week.
Tom Brady.
Download.
And YOLO.
The phrase YOLO.
Dislikes.
Uh-huh.
Because you go hates, dislikes, likes, and loves.
Sure.
Right?
Let me go ahead, Dan, for you for a second, who's outside the game here. What are your thoughts on this hater app? Outside looking in.
I mean, I think it's a godsend for young Nathan.
Yeah, this is the total opposite of me. I realize that right now. Because like the things that I hate, there are three things that I hated so far, which was only Fashion Week, Tom Brady, and YOLO.
Uh-huh.
I've disliked Tinder. I don't really like Tinder. I feel like Tinder is low grade. Bumble is where it's at.
Bumble's where it's at?
I like Bumble.
What's the difference between Bumble and Tinder?
Bumble feels classy.
It feels classy until you start realizing the mechanics. So basically, what Bumble does is you swipe, and then if the girl matches with you, they have to reach out to you, which makes it feel less creepy.
Sure.
It's like if you really feel it, yeah. But then also as a dude, I feel a little emasculated. I'm like, I'm supposed to go out here and be like, I'm trying to holler at you. So anyway, one of my dislikes is Tinder. Here's what I've liked so far. Trash talking. $5 footlongs. This is things I've liked.
Sure.
Sad music. Tipping less than 15%. I don't really like that. This is back when I didn't know what the numbers were. As anybody, I tip well. I'm not a stereotype. The next one said playing music during sex. Again, I didn't know what it was. I just swiped it. And then I like butt selfies. That's what I said.
Butt selfies?
I was just going through.
What's a butt selfie?
I don't know what it is. But it's just like things that you like.
Is it a selfie of your butt? Or somebody accidentally takes a selfie with
butt? I think it's things that you like. I think it's a selfie that you take of yourself.
Interesting.
Anyway, and the only thing I said I've loved is socializing with coworkers.
So I'm intrigued. Tinder, Bumble, Hater, the apps. You know, love. This is a month of love. Valentine's Day is around. People, you know, cuffing season, all this good jazz. So how far have you guys seen any results? Like, have you went on any dates off of these apps?
No.
What's the furthest you, your friends? How far are people getting?
That reminds me. I definitely need to. I probably have messages on Bumble I need to reply to.
Don't be disrespectful to these ladies.
I'm not trying to. I just forget, day. Man. I forget.
Come on, man. These people are putting their heart out.
I'm not good. I'm not good at this. I don't know if I want to meet these people all the time unless I have met you somewhere before. But also that feels weird, or like we have similar people.
Sure.
But I know I'm not good at it because this was years ago. Game takes a while to develop. Years ago, maybe like 3 years ago, I was on Tinder when it first came out. I'm asking this girl who went to Georgia State. Don't know her name. But I remember we started talking about one of the classes that she was taking, and I was familiar with that subject matter, and I helped this young lady do her homework.
Boom.
Over Tinder. So again, ladies, I'm not good at this. Don't let the charm and all those other fool you. I am not great at this. I will deviate from the game plan real quick. You're like, I thought you were trying to holler at me. No, boo. Let's get this A together. I don't want you failing out of college. So I'm thoughtful. That's what I'm saying. I'm thoughtful.
Nate, what you got here? We're putting it together.
I'm finally logged in.
Logged in.
All right. So
okay. Nate's throwing his flag in here. All right, he's feeling good. So you're on the profile.
I'm doing it too.
Are you swiping already?
I'm swiping too.
Give us some of your, what do you got right now?
Sleeping on planes.
You for that?
Like. 45% of people like it. White gold dress. Oh, the dress that we don't know if it's white or blue.
What was it, 2 years ago?
I hate it.
That was dumb.
Investment bankers.
I hate it. Okay.
Harambe. Hate it.
Michael Che, shout out.
Girls on HBO. Where's the super hate? Super hate it. Lady Gaga, love it. What you got, Nate?
So I got butt selfies. Not only that, they show you the percentage.
Yeah, they show you the percentage of people who like what you like.
I'm gonna go.
So these are guys and girls, right, who are liking and hating and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
I feel weird now.
Tinder.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
We all know.
Stranger danger.
Respect.
Stranger danger.
Sad music?
Yeah. You like that. Go ahead and like it. You know you like it.
That's kind of the point, right?
Yeah. LinkedIn.
$5 footlongs.
Oh, LinkedIn. Hate it.
Trash talking.
Lyft. We like Lyft.
We do like Lyft.
It's the only Mark thing we Cuban.
Like. Sleeping on planes.
I'm indifferent.
What does winging it mean?
You don't know winging, like basically this whole podcast.
We live our lives, I don't know.
We just throw it out there.
Down.
Netflix and chilling.
Ooh.
I'm going to go like 45% of people agree with me. Paying $2 to add guacamole. Yes. Only 12% of people agree with me. What's wrong with people? Nate, this is supposed to be your thing, right, and I'm dominating this.
Don't let me mess with you. We winging it.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm catching up. I'm at paying $2 to add guacamole. Mm-hmm. Stupid. Guacamole is garbage.
Oh.
Do they show if anybody
there
has
are no
already
people yet? That's the thing. I don't know who.
So what happens next then for people?
All rock stars still trying to jam.
So they just go to the next thing? They're just going to the next thing?
Spending yeah, money. I don't know. I feel like I'm just hating stuff. Oh, wait. Oh,
okay. Yeah, TV.
So now, okay, so you press the picture, I guess, and then it sees, I'm at 72% with this person right now.
Okay.
And no. I'm just
see what happened, ladies and gentlemen. You see what happens. It all starts good when it's just words and bios and thoughts and philosophies. But then when you add in a little bit, a little physicality in there, it gets a little poisonous, and then we dump the whole cup of water. We dump the whole cup of water. You agree like, with 72%.
I don't like being defined what we don't like. I like being defined by what we are. That's not a good way to start a relationship.
Stop it.
We just going to talk about things we hate. That's how it starts. Nate. No. I like to be defined by love.
That's two people you have let down. There's two people you have let down tonight.
Two. I've already disliked a couple people at this point. We hate. I don't know if I believe in what I hate no more. Goodness That's gracious. How real this is.
So good to be out the game.
I like that though.
Out the game.
Y'all, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Right now I'm 56% with this young lady.
So let me ask you this. So let me ask you this question as we're kind
y'all
of visualizing
I'm lost
here what
now,
you're
I'm lost
saying.
To the sauce right now,
so
guys.
Listen. So you press another button and then you saw the person. At the profile pic.
Yeah.
And then it told you how much percentage
we match.
That you match. Like based off of what? Like other things as well?
Yeah. Based
y'all like
based
a bio
on what
and
we
stuff?
Hate.
Oh.
Just based on what we hate.
Oh, just what you're hating so far.
Yeah. I don't like you. Left.
Boom. Boom. Okay.
All right.
You gotta like somebody so we can see what happens next.
Nate, they ain't like me yet.
Oh, I've swiped. Not waiting around.
He waiting around. He's over here shooting his shot. Got Dog and David. Come 71%
with this person. We hate 71%. Too many dudes in your picture.
No.
This like
ladies, you got to do a better job with the picture.
Yeah, if you don't need social media, man, I don't care if that is your brother. Get him, make him take the picture.
Crop him out. Crop out.
Put a silly face in front of him.
Next week, let's get an update from Nate.
Sounds good.
On his good current thing. hate me app.
Yo,
it's on Damon's phone.
That's it. Oh shoot, you got. Brother, get rid of that and put that on your computer. Get out of here.
There's all these girls like, ooh, cute teacher. Okay.
Do not let me leave with that app.
Yeah.
We delete that app immediately.
Before we get to the next topic, that thing is deleted.
All right,
I don't believe these people like hate the stuff.
That's it. Maybe they do. You don't know.
Nah, there's no way.
Let's keep it going. What we got next?
I'm all focused.
Hilarious.
Next one.
Put the phones down.
I'm gonna let y'all know what
y'all
I'm doing for
broke these girls' hearts. And you ain't
men,
like nobody.
Can I just say this? Men have hearts too.
They do.
To be broken. So they don't just get
fact.
The break.
I'm pro man hearts getting broken.
You're for it?
No.
Because I am. No. I think a sucker born every day. Ladies, you should be breaking dudes' hearts.
No, they should.
Teach us a lesson. It's not me.
I think there's something to be said about that only women don't have feelings and emotions. That's
what that's just a dog picture. I'm sorry. I'm going to be focused right
ladies,
now.
Ladies, be better.
All right. So what we're going to do is a new segment where one of us takes one of our favorite bits from comedy and we break it down. We give you the science behind it. We take you behind the curtain to show you the man. That was not a great Wizard of Oz reference.
Man.
But
are you trying to sell this and make people go to sleep? What are you trying to do?
That wasn't great.
Sell it, Nate.
We're going to play one of Damon's favorite bits and then we're going to hear how he wrote it, why he thinks it's funny, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be great.
I hate pets. That's it.
Just lost the crowd.
Don't jump off my bed, anyway. You are already on my side. Don't do that. Let me be clear. I hate the concept of pets. Now, let me walk with me here. Walk with me. I don't trust anything right that can eat me with their teeth. That's what I'm saying. I struggle eating salad versus steak. You're out, man. You know, I don't, it's a problem. I don't, And all pets aren't created equal. Can we agree on that? Right? Can we agree on all pets aren't created equal? Right? Okay, well, you got dogs, right? You got cats. And then it drops all the way down to the worst pet, which is the hamster. Right? Like, if you have a hamster as an adult, that lets me know you ate Spam as a kid. That's what I mean. That lets me know, all right? You know what I'm saying? That lets me know your mom's on her third divorce. That's what that... If you got a hamster as a 32-year-old man. That's what that lets me... That's it. Hamsters are the Donald Trumps of pets. You know what I mean? Yeah. A few like them, everybody else want them dead. That's pretty much how that. Is that accurate? This is accurate. I don't know. They're getting out of control. Let me be. They're getting pets. Pets have been getting out of control for a while. Like people, like they just like there's a limit. Like I was down with pets. When they wore sweaters, right, and they were named after white babies like Heathcliff, right? I was down with that. Hey, I was down with that, right? Hey, Stanton, I was down with that, okay? I was cool. They're getting out of control now, man. They're getting out of control. True story, I asked my coworker a few weeks ago what did she do for the summer. She told me she was going to go to the Bahamas, but she couldn't. I said, why? She said, because my cat had to have 3 days of physical therapy. What? All right? Exactly. What? $1,200 for physical? Listen, I'm going to pay my son's ransom for $1,200. I would make more kids. That's how that goes. $1,200? You crazy? I'm buying all the hamsters for $1,200. That's not... I don't know, pets, they're getting out of control, man. I remember in college, this was the first time I realized this. I was in college, and my boss, she had a dog.
All right, so Damon, break down your unreasonable hate of pets.
Before you do this, can I just say this? I've heard, you have too good of a son to just keep throwing him under the bus in these bits.
No, my son's a good guy.
He's a great kid.
He is. There's no bus being thrown. I only speak facts. Everything I speak is from the heart and truth.
I wouldn't pay his ransom.
I'm not going to lie to the people.
All right.
$1,200? You know how much that is?
It's $1,200.
That's three Chinese babies. That's what that is.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what that is. That's a lot of
I
people.
I have to defer. I don't know. Listen, I feel like
guys,
you might know.
A lot of... Mission's a good person. That's what I'm saying.
He is.
He is a good person. But he's not the only person. That's what I'm saying. I got two other girls. Let's get into it. They're not... So, yeah. Like, so, the thought behind this is for 3 weeks, we're going to give you a little inside feel of just kind of a little more comedy. I'll go this week. Nate and David will go in a future week. But the thought is, I've had conversations about it. It's just, I just don't understand the concept of pets as a whole. So this bit is kind of ever evolving. But it really started with that story of my coworker saying she had to pay $1,200 for her cat's physical therapy, and that kind of sparked my always dormant hatred for the concept of pets when she said she paid $1,200 and had to miss a trip to the Bahamas, and I was just like. That cat will be fine. Like that cat doesn't know you're going to the Bahamas. That cat doesn't know she needs physical therapy. And so we're going to be okay. And so that kind of just birthed the start of that bit right there.
How real is that? Like, how much do you really hate?
Well, like the concept of pets?
Yeah.
Oh, that's 100% true. I went to the circus today. I was like, this is... So people are like, man, the circus, you know, is disrespectful and they'll take lions out and elephants out. I'm just like, these are pets. Like, if you're going to hate the circus, you got to hate the zoo. You got to hate the aquarium. You got to hate pets. It's all the same. These are all animals. I'm all for, let me be clear. I'm for respect and taking care of animals. Let me be very clear on that. However, to say that, one, there's this need to take care of these animals, and I'm not knocking anybody who's a pet owner. I'm talking about myself. There's this need to take care of the certain animals and then let other animals fend for themselves, and it's just like, it's silly. If an elephant wants to be free, let that animal be free. If that dog, if that golden retriever gets put into the wild safari of Africa, let all of them go. They won't make it because you had them in jeggings, but you let them go be free and be free. Either take all of it or take none of it. So that's 100% true.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm not disagreeing with you that. I think I said this before on some podcast. I don't get why we still have gorillas or monkeys in captivity.
Oh, in captivity.
When you can hand them an iPad and they know what's going on, something's up. You got to feel a little bit weird about teaching some sign language and then be like, all right, I'm going to lock the key and leave you in here. Like, weird. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah, but that's a bit. So I tend to agree. Nate, how do you feel?
I think that's the worst logic ever.
Because what?
Like, aquariums are the same thing as taking an elephant and forcing it to learn tricks.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Fish has no idea that it's in an aquarium.
You don't know.
An elephant has no idea it's in a circus tent.
An elephant does. An elephant knows very well it's not being treated. All right, I do agree. The shows at the aquariums, I don't like.
Okay. But you don't like them because itself, what?
Because it's an ant, like it's a giant animal.
You don't like the fact that these big, large, or small fish once had an ocean which fills up 2/3 of the earth now into a very large glass box?
I'm fine with the fish that are going to spend their entire lives in like a reef.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to use the whole ocean.
How do you know that?
You been a fish before?
How do you know they won't be? Because
I saw planet Earth.
It's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. Your logic, it doesn't make it. It's the same exact thing.
To say that whipping a lion and making it stand on a ball.
I went to the circus, nobody got whipped.
That's why they got rid of them. They were mistreating the
animals.
Then
don't whip the lions. Find another way to train them.
I think the way.
Hold on. Let me be clear. Are they whipping lions at the zoo?
No.
I don't know. I don't know what to do with
that. Oh, so there's ways then to train lions without whipping them.
The lions at the zoo aren't trained.
They're not trained, though.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
They're comfortable.
They are trained. Let me see why. Because there's still lions in the zoo. That's how you know they're trained.
That's
they haven't ate everybody.
That's not true necessarily.
Come
you shoot them, they go to sleep. Uh-huh. They wake up, they don't know where they at.
Sure.
It's like Taken. You can't just fight everybody.
So that sounds good. You're right. Let's not whip them. Let's shoot them and put them down.
I'm just saying that they're not trained.
That's it.
They woke up in a situation they know what
to do. This has nothing to do with owning a dog.
It's the same thing.
To say that, like,
because it's an animal. And so here's the interesting thing about dogs and cats is I'm intrigued on how this thought of, listen, this is how I'm intrigued on how when in time somebody thought this wild dog, because it was wild.
Domestication.
Right. Domestication came about. It was like, yeah,
it's
these four or five things, let's take these things. Not only do we want to keep them, but two, these are also primarily the things that we want to domesticate as well.
For work. Every animal was domesticated for work.
That's true.
Sure. I'll give you that. And then I would even say then I have a problem with that to an extent, because it's like, are we treating these fairly? Right? You would say no. Right? You would say no.
No.
To make a mule work as hard as he wants to for this food that he might eat or might not eat, we would all agree and say no.
Sure, again.
Right. I think that's fair.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So like, all I'm saying, I'm for animals being taken care of, being treated well, but the concept of pets has a lot of holes in it, and I'm just like, I'm not for it. I'm not for any of it. I'm shutting all of it down. Zoos, circus, pets, the earth is round. Let me be clear, because I know what you're thinking, people, if you're listening. The earth is all the way round. There are no mermaids, but all animals, just let them be in the wild. Let's take care of their habitats. Let's not rip it down. But the concept of pets, a lot of problems with it. A lot of problems with it. Cats.
Wait, but what? You say it's like you've never seen Lassie.
Lassie, I haven't. Doesn't Lassie die?
But Lassie also saves...
That's old Yeller.
Lassie saved whatever the kid did.
Sure.
He saved the kid.
Sure.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
And that seems like this TV stuff. Uh-huh. And then when I was a kid, I'll never forget. I had a babysitter.
Uh-huh.
And they gave away the good dog.
Yeah.
And it was this one little bad dog.
Uh-huh.
And I stepped in some dog stuff. And then my babysitter was like, you gotta go outside.
Yeah.
And that bad dog was trying to attack me.
Right.
And they gave away the dog to somebody up the street. I kid you not, I had screamed and yelled. The dog, I forgot the dog name, I'm gonna call him Lassie.
Yeah.
Jumped the fence, came back, and rescued me from the evil dog.
I'm with you.
So here's what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Had they not domesticated that dog to be my friend, I might not be here today.
That's true.
All I'm saying. I'm with you.
The fact that I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna break that. Let me ask this question, we can wrap it up. On a scale of 1 to 10, right?
Uh-huh.
No, let's do percentage.
Okay.
Okay, and I want the first answer that pops up in your head, okay? Mm-hmm. How safe? Okay, not for Dan, all right, because he lied to us. How safe do we all feel in this house right now with Dan's wolf in the other room? On a percentage-wise, how safe? This domesticated, older, relaxing dog, Dan and Nate. Percentage-wise, how safe do you feel with this domesticated dog wolf in the other room? Go ahead. I want your percentages first.
Can I explain
this? Come on. Give the people
truth. The truth is,
they can't see the dog.
I feel safer today than I did the first day I walked in here.
I'll give you that. And give me that percentage
today. So right now, I feel... I'm at like at least 85% sure. safe.
Nate, where are you at?
100%.
I'm at 40%. 40%.
You think there's a 60% chance?
There's a 60% chance. If y'all all fell asleep and I was walking around quiet and he just was like, yo, hey nigga, what the? What are you doing in here? What are you doing in here? And I'm like, I don't know. I gotta go. Maria, I gotta go. I don't trust it. I don't trust it, man. His dog's not even white. I don't trust it, man.
Oh,
that's
man.
All I'm saying, man. That's it. That's where the bit of pet birthed from. Yep.
And it should continue down that road because that's hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
That's it. That's where the bit birthed from. It's ever evolving.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's it.
Thank you for listening to 4th and 10. That's it. That's all of our topics. Guys, please remember this Thursday at the Village Theater.
This Thursday.
4th and 5.
Back.
It's going to be great,
Round
guys.
Round 3.
We're going to be there. We got an awesome lineup. Mm-hmm. 9 p.m. Village Theater. If you're in Atlanta, if you're around Atlanta, if you've heard of Atlanta, if you can get to Atlanta, be here. It's going to be great. Also, guys, coming up March 3rd, we're going to be at Johnson City, Tennessee, made famous by Wagon Wheel. Duh. We're going to be there at JRH Brewing. So, guys, if you're around Johnson City, Tri-City area, make plans to be there. I know there's like 4 states that can get to Johnson City. So, guys, be there. I'm Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens, Snapchat, Instagram. It's just I'm Owens.
Yo, David Perdue here. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, @DoorDie, @DueOrDie. Also, yeah, make sure y'all come out this Thursday. Normally we've had on Friday. This time it's Thursday.
Thursday night.
Just to make sure everybody know that. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock, you get out a decent hour. We got a great lineup for you. You're gonna enjoy. And then also you can get more of us. Mm-hmm. We've heard the clamors. We've heard the whispers. Mm-hmm. We're gonna give you more of us.
Yeah.
In this one. And we're gonna be live and it's gonna be fun.
Any personal dates?
Anything
on top?
Nope.
Look into that. Yo, get at me on Twitter, DAMONJR. Reiterate, Thursday, I'll be in Raleigh, Bonkers Comedy Club with the hilarious Mia Jackson, Friday and Saturday, featuring for her. So if you're in Raleigh, if you got a scooter, all right, if you got a horse that's just hanging out, come check it out, man. It's going to be a great time. Mia's amazing, yo. Appreciate you guys as always for listening, man, for sure.
That's it, guys. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, #4th and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you next week.
Holla.
Peace.